reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, when I was a teenager, I had an assignment to give a speech. I was very nervous about being in front of a class and feeling quite unsure of myself. I shared these feelings with my father, and this was his response. He said, "Don't be afraid of what other people think, because, though it might surprise you, they probably aren't even thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So just speak from your heart and remember that you are good and gifted, and what you're saying is true. That's all that really matters." Good advice, isn't it? If we could only follow it. It seems to me that in this excerpt from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus is telling us just that. Be who you are, because you have been formed in God's image, and that is more than enough. This instruction of Jesus follows after he gives his disciples their mandate. He instructs them to go out and proclaim the reign of God. He warns them that it won't be easy. They will be rejected and badly treated and betrayed and even killed. But there is nothing to fear. Jesus himself will have gone before them and experienced the same kind of persecution and death. And yet he will rise above all that and live forever. He knows this is true because he knows how much the Father loves him. What's good for him is good for us. We are never alone. The Father knows us and watches over us every moment of our lives. We call this mystery providence. The challenge, of course, is to be aware, to live in such a way that we are conscious of God's presence and confident of God's love, always and everywhere, in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows.